Come fly with Global Air Force. Now, here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. Thank you for tuning in to Global Air Force. Once again, we are featuring the Praying Medic for the second time. Today's program will be a section of the program, actually one-third of a program, and we're going to focus on one of the chapters in the Praying Medic's book, Divine Healing Made Simple, Chapter 4. So, here he is, our friend and the author of Divine Healing Made Simple, the Praying Medic.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, my major audience is Facebook, as you well know. So if you put out some messages that I can put on Facebook and share around,
that's what I'll do.
Yeah, they'll get heard.
Okay, this will be a series then featuring you, the Praying Medic, and we will put segments of the Global Air Force Radio on Facebook. I think that'll work.
I'll find a way.
The one thing I see, you have a unique ministry, and you are in a unique position working as a medic right up front with people that are suffering, that are dying, that are injured, and it is a unique opportunity that many of us will never get. But there is something else I think that is unique about your ministry.
That is a valuable lesson for everyone that is listening.
You have been directed by God. God has actually guided you and spoke to you in dreams and visions, and this has propelled you beyond what your abilities were and your knowledge of Him. Could you talk a little bit about chapter 4 of your book, Dreams and Visions?
Yeah, I will. You don't have to know me very long before I start telling you about all the dreams that I have, because my best friends will sit around, and have dinner and whatever, and they'll talk about something, and guaranteed every time my comment will be, "Oh, I had a dream about that," because it's just strange. That is just how God speaks to me. And the really strange thing about it is, for 25 years, I never had any dreams at all, even though most people have dreams occasionally. From the time I was 21 till the time I was about 46, I did not have a single dream that I remembered. And then in 2008, I had a dream where I met the Lord in a dream, and He gave me some direction about
basically telling me what He wanted me to do as far as healing goes.
And since then,
since 2008,
I've probably had, I used to say over 200 dreams about healing. It's probably closer to 250 or 300 dreams about healing in the last 5 years. Dreams where He has shown me keys, key elements about why some people are not healed. Things about
deliverance,
concepts about how to release healing on certain types of conditions. One of the most interesting dreams I had, just an example, I think it was about 2 or 3 years ago, I had a dream, and it's the chapter on persistence and prayer is based off of the dream that I had, where I was praying for a number of people for several weeks, and for some of the people in the dream, I was praying for them for months to be healed. In the dream, some of my friends found out what I was doing, and they started to mock me and make fun of me, because there's a group of people in the healing community who believe that if you continue praying for a long time, you're praying from a position of unbelief and doubt. And they just believe that you have to just pray once and that's it. You don't pray anymore. You just pray once, and if you believe and your faith is strong, they're going to be healed. And they don't believe in going back and
repetitively praying for the same thing over and over again.
Well, in this dream, God showed me that there are some conditions that need prayer over weeks and months and potentially years. And I don't understand why that is. I just know that that's a piece of revelation He gave me, is that some conditions require persistence in prayer. You have to keep hitting it over and over and over again. So those are the types of dreams that I have where God will
show me little things about, you know, that I'm doing wrong or things that I need to consider, things I haven't thought of, ways to change my approach to healing.
And the interesting thing about dreams is almost everybody has them, but most people don't realize God is speaking to them about their personal life through their dreams. It's sad because a lot of people will get to the end of their life, step into eternity, meet God, have a life review, and then they'll go through and see all these dreams that they had throughout their whole life where God was speaking to them and they never understood what was going on. That's a very interesting thing to think about, is the fact that you may be an atheist or agnostic your entire life and not realize God's been speaking to you the whole time. But what I found is,
if you acknowledge the fact that he's speaking to you
and you obey what
he's giving you for revelation, he'll give you more. And if you obey that and take it seriously, he'll give you more and give you more.
That's what's been happening to me, is as he gives me dreams and I follow them and obey them and step out, and even though I don't necessarily understand the whys, if I obey what he's giving me, he always gives me more. Like, I see the first step on the staircase, and as I step onto the first step, then he shows me the second step. If I step on the second step, he shows me the third step. That's just how it is with my revelation with him. So the fourth chapter of the book is all about dreams and visions, how a lot of people have visions from God, and they don't even realize that he's speaking to them in visions, that a lot of people have dreams, and God is trying to help them, steer them, give them direction in their life. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that's God
speaking to them about their life. And he's trying to give you clues and understanding and wisdom about your life situations.
This is good. I enjoyed chapter 4 in your book. Can you give us some more examples of what you learned, okay?
Give you an example from my own dreams?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me see.
Yeah, well, I'll give you this example. This is just a personal thing that he gave me. He's given me dreams about where he wanted me to start fasting, dreams indicating that it was time for me to fast.
But one of the things I've struggled with over the years is I'm a junk food junkie. I eat a lot of unhealthy food. And he's given me a number of dreams over the years where he's pointed out
to me that I need to
change my diet. I had a dream one time where I walked into a market and I talked to the salesperson, and there was a tall stack of crates. And I was looking at the crates, and in the dream I could see the stacks of strawberries from two perspectives. One was from the ceiling looking down, and the other was from my normal perspective looking up. And the perspective switched. I could see from the ceiling perspective there was a flat of blueberries at the very top of the stack of strawberries. And I said to the guy, I want those blueberries. And he said, we don't have any blueberries, we just have strawberries. And I said, no, there's blueberries. They're up on top, the very last flat on top.
There's blueberries, I want those. And he said,
we don't have blueberries, all we have is strawberries. He couldn't see them, but I could. And so the dream just went on like that for a few minutes, and it was over. So most people would think, okay, well, that's just a stupid dream. There's no point to that.
No, I want some of them crepes with blueberries. I was thinking about it today.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. you have to look at your life, look at what's going on in your life, and then you have to study the subject matter of the dream. So I started reading up on blueberries, figuring, okay, what is it about blueberries that I need to know about? Because it was obvious in the dream that God was trying to point me to blueberries as something that I should want. So I started reading and I found out blueberries are very high in antioxidants. And there's a substance in them that is an anti-cancer agent. And I have eight aunts and uncles that have had cancer. Two brothers and my father have already died of cancer. So cancer is a big deal in my family. And I think what God was telling me in that dream is, look, if you don't want to have cancer, you need to change your eating habits. One of the things you can do is start eating foods like blueberries that have healthy, you know, chemicals and substances in them, they're going to help fight cancer. So that's an example of how I had this dream that seemed like a random dream, but it was actually God trying to
show me something that could make me live longer.
Oh, that is wonderful.
You don't know what to do. Call on my friend Jesus. He will definitely see you through. He will turn those tears to laughter, pick you up and hold you close, and give you his joy, Holy Ghost joy down in your soul. This joy I feel down in my soul, I know it is the power of the Holy Ghost. This joy I feel down in my soul, I know it is the power of the Holy Ghost. This joy I feel down in my soul, tell you it's the power of the Holy Ghost. I've got joy, Holy Ghost joy down in my soul. Now if you're feeling lonely and you've got no place to go, the one who will never leave you, he's the one who will save your soul. He will wrap his arms around you and you will never feel alone. He'll give you his joy, Holy Ghost joy down in your soul. This joy I feel down in my soul, I know it is the power of the Holy Ghost. This joy I feel down in my soul, I know it is the power of the Holy Ghost. This joy I feel down in my soul, I tell you it's the power of the Holy Ghost. I've got joy, Holy Ghost joy down in my soul. Hey, this joy I feel down in my soul, I know it is the power of the Holy Ghost. This joy I feel down in my soul, I know it is the power of the Holy Ghost. This joy I feel down in my soul, I tell you it's the power of the Holy Ghost. I got joy, Holy Ghost joy. I got joy, Jesus gave it to me. I got joy, the devil can't take it away. I got joy, when I wake up in the morning. I got joy, all through the day. I got joy, late in the evening. I got joy, in the midnight hour.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Would you like to have Jim Rome come to your group, church, or special event? Dr. Rome is interested in hearing from you. You can call Global Air Force at 412-466-5655. That's Global Air Force at 412-466-5655.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at KK1.